People, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. The siege upon our souls is small. The intensity is going to increase. But I tell you something, brethren, this is also the time when we're going to come. He said that where sin does abound, that grace does what? Much more abound. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm not going to really mind about whether you are going to follow me or not and say amen to this. But I tell you something, there is a battle we must fight. And there is a victory that is assured.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the world is going on today. We don't seem to be excited about it. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thank God that we must hear it. Because the thing that God is releasing to us in this time is to equip us, not only for the present, but for the days ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just turn with me to Isaiah 33. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it has to do with the siege that was laid against Israel. Like I said, there is a siege that is laid. Hallelujah. And it persisted for some time. Hallelujah. During the time or the reign of Hezekiah, there was a siege that was laid. And it persisted for a while. Hallelujah. When they thought they are going to get out of the snare, the more that the Assyrians came upon them. And brother, I'm saying to this church by the Spirit of God that the Assyrians are still on ambushment. They are still waiting, looking for ways to do something to you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. But there are things that we should be doing in the time of the siege. And I think, brethren, that this is the word that is coming. Hallelujah. To be able to escape. To be able to run. To be able to overcome. Hallelujah. Because the Assyrians will not give up. They will come in every way. They are going to ridicule you. They are going to persecute. They are going to, hallelujah, mock you. Hallelujah. But the truth, brethren, is that we must take upon our watch. Hallelujah. The church must rise up to the place of prayer, of seeking the Lord, of crying out to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we stay upon that, hallelujah, God is going to intervene in the situation. He's going to break the hand of the enemy that is stretched out against the church. But he's going to do that when his people are standing in the place of uprightness. They are standing in the place of righteousness. They are seeking the Lord and they are crying out unto God for the deliverance of their own souls. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a big worry that God has about the church. Hallelujah. And that is that there is a lot of plundering of the church by the reason of the mixed multitude that we find. Hallelujah. There are many of us that are not really following us to know the Lord. All this whole grammar, all this whole effort, most of the time it's like water on duck's back. But God wants a people who will understand what He's saying and who are ready to run with the word that is given to them in this hour. Hallelujah. Amen. Just turn Isaiah 33 verse 14. It says that the sinners in Zion are afraid. Hallelujah. In other words, in the midst of Zion, you can still find sinners, right? Hallelujah. I just want you to come on. Hallelujah. In the midst of Zion, you can still find what? Sinners. In other words, there are those who are not following on to know. There are those who are just here because they just want to belong. There are those, all these things, nothing makes sense to them. Hallelujah. They just follow. Sometimes they even make caricature of the whole stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. They live their lives anyhow they like. Hallelujah. Amen. And brother, worse still, being in our midst, they hinder the workings and the dealings of God upon His people. They stand and they hinder the flow of the Spirit in the congregation of the people of God. They stand and they are instead of being part of the solution, they are part of the problem. Hallelujah. Amen. And they don't really have a stand on issues. They don't really know the direction that the Spirit of God is leading His people. They are just there. They are just there. Clouds without water. Hallelujah. Amen. There are sinners in Zion. And God will want to deal with sinners in Zion. I'll tell you the truth, brethren. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will want to filter His people. Hallelujah. He's going to shake His people. Hallelujah. He's going to shake the church. And when He shakes, hallelujah, He's going to filter out the wheat from the tar. Hallelujah. In other words, brethren, there is a shaking that is coming. And part of that purpose is to separate sinners out of Zion. Hallelujah. Say fearfulness and surprise and had surprised the hypocrites. It said fearfulness had what? Surprised the hypocrites. Hallelujah. Amen. They just say and they don't do. Hallelujah. They just sit down. They are not part of what is really going on. But I tell you that when God begins to move, fear is going to come upon them. Hallelujah. Maybe you are here. You are just one of us. You speak all the end time language. You speak all the jargons. You behave like one of us. But you know in your heart, hallelujah, that you do not have a specific, clear-cut relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you something, your following will not be for too far. You are not going to see the land that is promised. Hallelujah. You see, He brought us out this far. He's going to take us back again. I'm telling you, you have not even come out of anywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are still struggling with Egypt, with the world. Hallelujah. Amen. But I tell you, with what God is about to do, fearfulness will take hold of the hypocrites in Zion. Hallelujah. You say, who? You know, when it begins to happen, they will begin to ask. You say, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Hallelujah. Because of what God is going to do. Brethren, this is the time to begin to re-examine our standing with God. It is no longer, you know, or whether you are elder, whatever you may call yourself. That is not the issue. It's so for you to begin to assess your place in God. Begin to re-examine how much you are working. Hallelujah. Just take another look. Every time bringing ourselves under cross-examination. Asking myself, God, how am I faring? Am I part of the righteous in Zion? Or am I part of the sinners in Zion? So let us search and try our ways. Hallelujah. And turn again to the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, it is time to make our salvation and election sure. It is not a time to fool around, because a great time of shaking is coming. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. The same word, sometime when we were in Kenya, was given to the brethren in Mombasa. And they thought it was a joke. Hallelujah. That was a clear prophetic word. And when the time of trial came upon them, my God, many of them could not stand. Very few. Hallelujah. And brethren, the same is coming. The same is coming upon the church. The same is coming upon the land. What kind of Christian are you? Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. How much of God have penetrated inside of you? Hallelujah. How much am I allowing God to penetrate inside of me? I'm using deliberate language, brethren. How much of that? How much of God is penetrating inside of me? Because this whole work is for God to penetrate inside of me. So that someday I come out and I'm just like Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. I tell you something, you cannot be. Hallelujah. My wife cannot bring forth a child that will look like Brother Hubert. Do you understand? It's not possible. Hallelujah. Whoever impregnates the woman will bring forth afterwards its own kind. Whatever has impregnated you, whatever you are conceiving, the things that you have taken in, hallelujah, you are going to bring after that kind. Hallelujah. Amen. If I have been giving myself to God, if I have been walking in God, If I have been receiving of him, then I'm going to be like him. At that day, I'm going to bring forth like him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, this is the seriousness of the matter. Hallelujah. Because over time, I have just been wondering. Anytime Brother Chiyoke comes up here, he'll be saying almost the same thing. Over and over, in different ways, in different styles, trying to cajole us to believe, trying to cajole us to flow along. Hallelujah. Ask what is the purpose of all this. Hallelujah. God is preparing his people. Now, part of what he's going to do is that he's going to filter his church by the reason of the level of the word they have received and they have accepted of him. I don't know whether you understand. Hallelujah. The filtering, the separation does not come by any man say, well, you go to this side, and then the way he said it, the goat go to one side. No, no, no. What brings the separation, what brings the filtering, is by the reason of the word. Hallelujah. So whether you receive it now or you don't, it's counting for you. Hallelujah. It's counting for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the encouragement, brethren, is that let us make up our minds. Hallelujah. Because he's looking for a people. Look at verse 15. He said, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. That is I think it's in Psalm 15. Say, who shall dwell? Hallelujah. Who is going to dwell? Who is going to survive the burnings? Who is going to go through this and survive? Is the man who is doing this. Hallelujah. What effort are you making? Now, brethren, just get it clear. We're not saying that when you are a saint, that you are not going to sin. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. Holiness, as a matter of fact, is no sinless life. Do you understand? Hallelujah. But the ability of a man to realize his shortfall. The ability of a man to realize that there is a deficiency, there is a limitation I have in certain areas, and by mere fact that he has realized it, hallelujah, he's on his way to salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. The difference with a sinner is that he looks at it and says, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. He says to himself that it's all right. Hallelujah. But the man who daily brings himself under cross-examination and says, God, how am I doing? How much of you do I have? I still see myself failing. When I open my mouth, I say rubbish. I still see my eyes watching things I should not see. God, I call upon you to deliver me and to help me. The man is on his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The man is not going to admit his evil, admit his own limitation, and say, well, that is the way I am. You know, that is the predicament of the end time church. We say, that is the way I have been made. That is not the way you are made. You are made for a change. Hallelujah. You are made to be transformed. He said, be thou transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. The things I think, my concepts and ideas must change. The way I see God and his walking through his body must change. The way I see my relationship with brethren, with the church, with my wife must change. Hallelujah. Am I on the pathway of change? Can I look at myself and say, yes, I have changed? Not people telling me now, but I'm telling, I'm convinced within my own heart that I'm changing. Hallelujah. He said, little by little, he's what? He's changing me. Hallelujah. He's changing me. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you changing? By the things you are hearing, are you changing? Is there a change in your desire? Is there a change in your appetite? Is there a change in your emotion? Is there a change? Hallelujah. That is what God is looking for. Hallelujah. And I want to just mention about five things that will help hold us and help us in a time like this. when we have been plunged into a siege like this. Hallelujah. When the church is in a situation like this. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the siege is not yet over. Hallelujah. The enemy is all around. Hallelujah. He's looking for a way to strike. Hallelujah. But I tell you something. The man who is not standing. Hallelujah. The man who is not constantly bringing himself under examination. By the light. Hallelujah. By the sevenfold spirit of the Lord. He has a tendency to fall into the siege. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The five things or so are contained. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Number one is that you must recognize that there is a testing time that we are in. There is a time of testing that we are in. God is testing every one of us. Hallelujah. God is taking us through a lot of experiences. And those experiences are test points. Hallelujah. For you and I. Hallelujah. And how far I move with God depends on the ability for me to pass that test. To pass that trial. To be able to survive and overcome the trial. That is, that means how much I am able to move forward. Hallelujah. So there is a time of trial. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy that they had to take them through the wilderness for several years. And during those several years, brethren, they encountered different levels of enemies that laid siege against their souls. Hallelujah. Amen. It was all fight. It was all fight. And I tell you, it is all fight for you and I. Don't give any sleep to our eyes. Let's keep fighting. Hallelujah. Let's keep up the battlements. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's keep on, brethren. Let's keep on. He said, put on the whole armor of God. It is not time to sleep. It is too early in the time to sleep, brethren. It is too early to relax. Hallelujah. He was saying it here. Even the things that are coming upon the world, they are enough to wake you and I up from the sleep. Hallelujah. It is not time to sleep. It is time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. And one of the problems I find with myself is that very time when God is calling for me to awake, that is when I want some leisure. Do you understand? I want some rest. Hallelujah. I don't want to subject myself to sleepless nights of prayer or subject myself to times of hunger through fasting. Hallelujah. But I tell you something, that is the only way we can overcome. We are going to give ourselves much more to that in this time. Seeking the Lord. Calling upon His name. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait until MIS elders begin to declare a fast before you fast. My dear, take up a fast on your own. If you are going to overcome this time of trial that is coming upon the church, that is coming upon the world. Hallelujah. It is time to seek the Lord individually. It is time to shut the door until the indignation be overpassed. It is time, brother, to cry out to God. Hallelujah. Every time, even at night, when you wake up, it is time to fix your mind on God and begin to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. You may not pray as lengthy as some will do, but try. Try. That little prayer can help you. Hallelujah. Can bring deliverance to you. Can bring salvation to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, God is not looking at the length of prayer. He's not looking at the vocabulary you use. He's not even looking at the English language, how much you can speak. Hallelujah. He's looking right in your heart. He's gauging what the burden is. He's seeing that you are right on target in carrying the burdens He's bringing to you. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is a time that we are coming into. Brethren, I tell you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The situation will call for you beginning to want to care for yourself. Because you are just there. You just want to take a bite at your own trouble. But brethren, it's not going to be that way. Hallelujah. He said that we should mind the things of one another. You must begin to come to the place where you carry the burden. Carry my burden, I carry your burden. Hallelujah. It is not every man. Hallelujah. And God for us all. No. Hallelujah. We must endeavor. Hallelujah. There is one thing that is coming to me, brethren. Hallelujah. I thought we have learned what body ministry is all about. Hallelujah. But lo and behold, we have learned nothing. Hallelujah. And God is going to force it upon us in the days coming for the 2 minutes, true understanding of what body ministry is. Since we have refused to learn it in time of peace, we are going to learn it in time of war. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, he shall dwell on high. Number two thing is that the man who is going to survive this time is going to dwell on high. For you to be able to overcome, make sure that you fortify yourself on high. Hallelujah. You must make sure you are going up. Hallelujah. Huh? You must make sure that the angels are going up and down. Hallelujah. There must be a spiritual ascendancy. Using the word of Austin Sparks. He says spiritual ascendancy. Then you are going up. Are you going up? Am I going up? Hallelujah. Amen. You see, when the storms came, when the flood came, you know what happened to the ark? The ark was what? Going up. The ark was going up. Hallelujah. Are you going up? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Putting it in context of today's message. Are you resurrecting? Hallelujah. Are you resurrecting? Hallelujah. Are you going up? Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's the man that goes up is the man that is going to do what? Dwell on high. Hallelujah. Stay seated. Where? In heavenly places with Christ. Hallelujah. Brethren, and I'm telling you, even in terms of ministry, the man who is not going up will have nothing to offer. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Hallelujah. If we all are going up and someone is not going up, hallelujah. When you come and say certain things, man, it's not going to really sink. Huh? You are not going to hit it on target. Because it will seem as if you are giving us stale bread. It's something we already know. God already told us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You remember the case of Elijah and Elisha. You remember the case? The sons of the prophets came and said, do you know that your Lord will be taken away from you today? He said, hold your peace. I do what? Hallelujah. Because the man was following Elijah and they were moving. Elijah was there, going on. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you going on? Am I improving? Am I moving up higher? Hallelujah. I think that there was a word that came recently. Maybe in Tuesday Fellowship in Abloma. Come up what? Hither. Are we coming up hither? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even today's word, I tell you, there is much more that God wanted to give us. But when it comes, everyone is asleep. And it shows and manifests the condition of our spirituality. Hallelujah. It manifests the state of my being. I don't know about you, but me, if I come to a meeting and I begin to doze off, something is obviously wrong with me. Hallelujah. It may be that some weight, it may be some worry, it may be that I don't like the message or I don't like the person. Hallelujah. Various factors. Hallelujah. Amen. But I know, brethren, I thought today we hit it right on key. That worship we had was something extraordinary. Hallelujah. And I believed, I was expecting that the depth of the world will be absolutely extraordinary, just not normal. Hallelujah. But you see, you are not blaming the messenger. It's the people that are receiving the message. The level of acceptability and of openness is what determines the depth of the well. Hallelujah. He said, he shall dwell on high. And I know, brethren, that this seed that is against our souls, that is against us as a people, the only way we can overcome is to go up. Stay up. And when you stay up, you are operating from a higher level. You are operating from a higher realm. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number two. There's much to say. Number three. There is much to say, but let's just rest that there. He said, his place of defense shall be what? Munition of rocks. Hallelujah. There is a place of defense. There are a few scriptures I have. Maybe that will help you when you get back. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, his place of defense shall be munition of rocks. There is a place by me, said God. Hallelujah. The man, brethren, evil shall come. But a people who are moving on in God, that was part of what we heard today. No matter what is planned, these people shall not be touched. He said that he that dwelleth where? In the secret place. Hallelujah. You don't hope to get a cover if you are not dwelling in the right place. Amen. You cannot get the security that is expected if you are not in the right place. And the right place where we need to be is to be in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. That is the only place of safety. It's in Him. Hallelujah. He says that this man shall dwell in munition of rocks. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Much to say, but let's just move on. Hallelujah. To the areas that have punchy word that is quite relevant to what we are hearing today. Hallelujah. He said, bread shall be given to him. Hallelujah. His water shall be what? Sure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This man is constantly feeding on Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. He is constantly feeding on the bread. For you to survive, for you and I to survive, brethren, we must be sure we are feeding constantly on the bread. He says that bread, Jesus said, I am the bread, what? Of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we must come under the flow of this water. He said, there is a river, this stream whereof makes glad the city of God. We must constantly drink of this water. He says, he that believes, you know what we heard today? That out of his belly shall do what? Flow rivers of living waters. But here he guarantees. He says, bread shall be given to him. Another place he says, shall be given to him in season. He says, his water shall be what? Sure. Hallelujah. Amen. Because one of the things the enemy will do in our time is to make sure that there is no bread. Hallelujah. And because there is no bread, the tendency to feed on any and anything will be there, will be very high. The propensity will be very high. Hallelujah. And when I mean the bread of the Lord, I mean the fresh word that comes from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The fresh bread that comes from Him is going to be available. Hallelujah. To us in this time. Amen. I don't care how it comes to us, really. Whether a man gives himself to God and begins to study, and he brings it, we come to church and a matter of the moment the word strikes, fine. But what I care about, brethren, and what you must care about is that, is this word from God? Is it the word for the moment for me? Hallelujah. And when God begins to feed us in that manner, brethren, then we are sure that we are not going to die under starvation. We are not going to begin to read every manner of junk to try to feed our souls. We are going to hinge our tent in that place where God is able to bring fresh bread to us. Hallelujah. And I believe that there was a great, great siege against Elijah. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Ahab was looking for him all over the place. The only way to guarantee that he gets the bread is right in the wilderness where he ran for his own soul. And God has to send the ravens to begin to feed him. Hallelujah. And brethren, there is a great siege coming. Hallelujah. Run for your life. Hallelujah. And I'm sure if we're running and seeking him, he's going to make sure he will feed us with his ravens. They will bring fresh bread, and they will cause the water to gush out from the brooks. Hallelujah. And there will be refreshing, even in that moment of great intensity of trial. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to make sure he closes every link that supplies. You know, that was what they did in the time of Hezekiah. Amen. Amen. If I still remember this story very well, it was that they came. I think it was Rabshakeh. He came and stood on the conduit of the water that was coming in. Hallelujah. And if the enemy wants to really deal with you, is to make sure he cut off your source of supply. So they came and he stood there. To the place of the fuller's soap. Hallelujah. Okay, they call it fuller's. They call it fuller's. Hallelujah. Can we read that? Hallelujah. I think it's in 2 Kings chapter 20. Hallelujah. Just want to help us, brethren, so that we can see the seriousness of why God is constantly bringing these words to us. Hallelujah. Because I don't think that we are better than them. Hallelujah, that are in Pentecost. And when their own teachers, after their own kind, begin to bring words to them, they are taking down notes. And you see them trying to apply those things. But here, we don't do that. Hallelujah. Including me. I do it when I like. But I think that we need to take down notes and go through those things and begin to look at them again and ask ourselves some critical questions. God, am I doing these things that is being pointed out here? That is the only way to grow, brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. No, that one was this is the 2 Kings 20:20 is the response of Hezekiah. But when you go to Isaiah, yes, but it's also there. But just wait a minute for me. You see what I'm saying. In 36, chapter 36, that is where you have the full story of what happened. Look at verse 2. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem unto King Hezekiah with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of Upper Pool in the highway of Fuller's field. Hallelujah. Fuller's means the place of washing, the place of repentance, the place where a man gets and he gets washed, cleansed. Hallelujah. That was where they went and stood. It was in the upper pool, the very, very source. Hallelujah. Of the life of God flowing. They went and stood there to hinder the people of God from partaking of that which God is given to them. Hallelujah. They make sure that the water doesn't come down to them to bring refreshing to them. Hallelujah. They stood there. Amen. But look at the response of Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20:20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city. Hallelujah. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Now what happened was that the people tried to, the Assyrians tried to block it. So there will be no source, flow of water to the people. You know what he did? Hezekiah now went and constructed, hallelujah, a different pathway right through the rocks to make sure there is water supplied to the people. And because he knows that if there is no source, you know what happened with Moses and the rest of them, is it not so? They didn't have water. And the people complained. They murmured. Hallelujah. Amen. But they for us to avoid that kind of situation, God must raise up messengers that are going to construct, hallelujah, conduit through the rock to make sure that the people of God receive refreshing in time of tribulation and trial. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I read again about the bread, John chapter 6. Hallelujah. We're trying to rush so that we can. I'm trying to, by the grace of God, to help me to assimilate the word and know the seriousness of the word that is coming to us in this time. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to unpreach what has been preached. I'm saying, brethren, we need to lay hold on this word and run with it. We need to realize the seriousness. Hallelujah. He's talking about the bread. The table of shew bread. How much of it do we take? Hallelujah. So, but when you go to John 6, you will understand the reason why God is saying this and bringing it to us in this time. Hallelujah. I'll read from verse 51. He says, I am, 48, I am the bread of life. So your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Amen. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Let me take a little minute to explain what it means to that last sentence. Which I will give for the life of the world. Brother, you better realize that there is a life that is in the world. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. There is a life that is in the world. There is some energy men feed from in the world. There is certain things we benefits we get from the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But the word that alters that all is the word for. If you check it up in your Italian, it means instead or beyond. Hallelujah. He said that what I'm going to give you is beyond what the world is going to give you. What I'm going to give you is instead of your rushing and going after the things of the world. That's what I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He said, I will give it for the life, for exchange. Well, not for really for exchange. In place of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? The men who are in company of the siege were the men who were questioning. Hallelujah. There are spirits that are questioning about you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. How dare you? You want to eat of his flesh. What does that mean? Doesn't this sound stupid? Isn't that cannibalism? Hallelujah. How can you eat the flesh of Jesus? Hallelujah. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. But then if we need to have life, if we need to come to the place of life, hallelujah, to the place beyond the veil, hallelujah, we need to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. Hallelujah. If we need to come to the place where we hide ourselves in the munition of rocks, if we want to come to the place where we are lifted and dwell on high, brethren, is to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. There is no alternative. There is no other way we can do that. Hallelujah. He said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood had eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He was talking about resurrection. Hallelujah. The only way resurrection can be guaranteed for you and I, brethren, is to give ourselves to this word. Hallelujah. Amen. To eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. That's the only way you can guarantee the resurrection. If not, in the day of resurrection, you'll just be where you are. No resurrection. Say, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Hallelujah. I pray that God will give us a big revelation of this. You want to be like God? Hallelujah. You want God to walk and talk like you? In you? Hallelujah. Eat of his flesh, drink of his blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Just hold it there. Let's go back to Isaiah 33. He said also, then I shall see the king in his beauty. That is number 5. Hallelujah. To be able to survive, hallelujah, we must keep our focus. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are being carried away from with every manner of politics and all that. Hallelujah. That is not what my eyes must remain focused on. God. Hallelujah. My eyes shall see the King in His beauty. Hallelujah. Every day when you wake up, what are you seeing? The King in His beauty. Huh? I think about Stephen. Even when he was being stoned, when he was being crushed, in the midst of the tribulation, in the midst of the persecution, his eyes was there. Hallelujah. Is it not so? That is in Acts 7. His eyes were there. He was setting his gaze on him. And I believe, brethren, that in the midst of all the stoning on him, he could not feel the pain, because his eyes were set on something that is much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the Paul said something about the, you know, the revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The things that will come. Hallelujah. During that time. Hallelujah. Amen. A man can get a revelation in the midst of his trial. Hallelujah. God will begin to show him things that he have never known. Hallelujah. In other words, don't run away from tribulation. Hallelujah. It is for a moment. Hallelujah. He says that it worketh what? Patience. Hallelujah. Amen. The time of trial coming. Don't. You cannot pray that it doesn't come. If you like, pray. But it is sure that it will come. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But in the midst of it, what is your gaze set on? Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 27 verse 4 says, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after. To do what? To dwell in his house all the days of my life. To do what? To behold his beauty and to inquire of him. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, that is the only way to survive. Hallelujah. Keeping our focus on the King and his beauty. Hallelujah. Knowing that this present trial and afflictions, hallelujah, are not worth comparing the what? The glory that shall be revealed. Hallelujah. Praise God. And finally, before we pray, it says, and they shall behold the land that is afar off. Hallelujah. Are you beholding the land that is afar off? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we can run around, rat race, running all over the place. Hallelujah. Allowing things to push us up and down. But can we really keep our focus, brethren, on that land that is afar off? Amen. There is a man like Abraham saw it. Hallelujah. So that it won't be I'm talking from my head. Just go to Hebrews. I think it's in Hebrews 11:9. Hallelujah. He saw it. Hallelujah. Therefore, no matter what he went through, he was ready to dwell in tents and to sojourn anywhere he found himself. Hallelujah. He was able to endure all the afflictions that he had to go through. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. That was what he saw. Hallelujah. Look at verse 13. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them where? Afar off. Hallelujah. They saw them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Hallelujah. I think that part of the problem we have, brethren, is that we just feel very comfortable. In this present environment that we find ourselves, we feel quite comfortable in the present arrangement of things. Hallelujah. And brethren, it's good to build a good house. It's good to have all the good things that life can afford. But I can tell you something. Hallelujah. We must come with a mindset that we are but pilgrims and strangers in this land. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That all that I have is not worth comparing to the glory that shall be revealed. It's not worth comparing to this city that Abraham saw afar off. And what is this city? Brethren, it's to being part of the company, first fruit company of God. or being part of them that shall make it breaking through into the holiest of all. That is what Abraham saw. He saw the place where the glory of God is. Hallelujah. And he knew that, listen, I can afford to give up my luxuries. I can afford to give up all my pleasures. I can afford to give up all my fashion. I can afford to give all up my education, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Because there was something he was seeing. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will help us. Hallelujah. So that we'll not be like people. Hallelujah. Just ending. We'll not be like them that are in 2 Peter 1 verse 9. He said, but he that lacketh these things is what? Blind. And cannot see what? Afar off. Hallelujah. If you are not seeing afar off, if you are not seeing this whole thing that God is bringing to us, hallelujah. If you cannot comprehend it, then you must acknowledge that you are blind. I must acknowledge that I'm blind. Hallelujah. But I tell you, brethren, there is salvation. A man was blind. He acknowledged his blindness. And when Jesus was passing his way, he began to shout and to scream. He said, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. And Jesus had to turn and went to him and healed his blindness. God can heal our blindness, brethren. So that we begin to see afar off. We must see beyond where we are. You must see beyond your present circumstance and environment that you do not have now. Does not mean you cannot have tomorrow. Come on. Let our hearts be away from these things, brethren. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Where is our focus? Where is our eyes? Can we just rise on our feet, brethren, and begin to pray and ask God for help today? Hallelujah. These things that God is bringing is for the days that we are in. It's the days that we are on. Hallelujah. This is the very present time. Hallelujah. We are living in a time when our desire and our emotions will run riot. We are living in a time, brethren, where we get wild with a lot of things. But God is saying that this is the time to begin to seek him. Hallelujah. Can we just stand? Maybe we'll take a song and we'll begin to pray. Hallelujah. Let's just respond to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hear my cry, O Lord. From the end. Today that Brother Obi has raised the song is, that is wonderful. Hallelujah. Brother Obi, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. So this song that Brother Obi has raised, you better stand and sing it. Hallelujah.
Oh, the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than I,
that is higher than I.
For thou hast been, for thou hast been a shelter unto me.
Oh yes, and a strong tower.
And a strong tower against the enemy. My heart is overwhelmed. Oh Lord, please lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I.
Hear my cry, O God.
Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer.
Oh yes, hallelujah.
For
Begin to pray. Let's speak to the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that the word today is for every one of us. How are we responding to the word that the Lord is bringing to us? That is a worry in the heart of God. But then we are not doing well. We are not running with this word. I inclusive. We are not. Hallelujah. And some of us are just here passing time. Hallelujah. You know, in the days of Jesus, some people were just following because of the miracles and because of the bread. Maybe you are here because of the bread. Hallelujah. You are here because your parents are here, because you are just here because you feel that this is where you should belong. Hallelujah. That God is demanding much more from you. Because God is going to filter every mixed multitude in the midst of Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not even going to make an altar call. But you know where you are. You know how hypocritical you have been. You come here, but you murmur, you speak ill against the brethren. Say every man of them. That is entirely up to you, because that is where you belong. Because there are sinners in Zion. But today you can decide to be different. Today you can make an altar call to yourself. You can tell God, from today I want to repent. I want to be a child of God. I want this word that I come in, the ministries that I come in, to benefit me. I don't want to be thrown out during the time of trial or tribulation or persecution. I want to be part of the people of God. Then just speak to the Lord, brethren. Hallelujah. For the time of playing church is over. Hallelujah. We must stop carrying the things we carried from Pentecost or from the evangelical realm and bring them into the church, into what God is doing now. It's not going to work. We cannot carry all the politics we know in our villages and in our village meetings, and you know, we bring them into the church. It's not going to work. God is doing a new thing. He's raising a completely new people, a new order. Hallelujah. Let's speak to the Lord. You know where He is talking to you. I know where I am not doing well. And I must bring an offering to tell Him that today, Lord, with this offering, I want to start doing it right. I want to start moving up. I want to begin to hide in the munificence of rocks. I want to begin to eat of this bread that you say is sure, and this water that is sure. I want to begin to see the King in His beauty, and to see the land that is afar off. I want to begin to see it. Right now, I'm not seeing it. Hallelujah. God is not a bad investor. He will not be wasting His time bringing ministries every time. It is like we're going round and round. What am I doing about the condition of my soul? What am I really doing? And when the word is coming, I tune off. I fall asleep. The heaviness we feel sometimes as a response of our hearts not being ready for what the Lord is bringing to us. Hallelujah.
Heal my mind, Lord. Heal my mind. May each thought be always of the purest kind. Heal my mind, Lord.
Brother Hubert, come and pray for us.
Heal my mind and make it a right place and make